Alice was beginning to get very tired of just sitting by her sister on the wooded bank and having nothing to do. Then she heard the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear, I shall be too late." The rabbit actually took a ticking watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it. She had never seen such a thing. She ran after the rabbit, who jumped into a large rabbit hole under the hedge, and Alice went down with it into the deep black hole. The very popular children's storytelling series by the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild is a highlight of the Lehigh Valley art scene. The ancient art form has no peer in its simplicity of form and directness of message. In addition to LVSG Story Cycle, Circle, Scary Stories, and the children's series, an innovative kids open mic will be extended into April after successfully initiating its offering. And the public is invited to attend and watch participants and children perform. Alice's adventures will have a hard time. A hard time as being as splendid as this. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are tuned into the Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we discover the art of enriching children's lives with delightful literary adventures in the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild Children's Series at Godfrey Daniels. We chat today with storytellers extraordinaire Ingrid Bond and Denise McCormick. Welcome, Ingrid. Welcome, Denise.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you very much. I don't even know how to follow that intro.
Thank you.
Well, if you could maybe start just for our listeners, and just really quickly, a brief synopsis. Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild is kind of a more or less an umbrella organization for activities, storytellers, et cetera, in the Valley. Would that be a fair description? Would you say?
Yeah, that is correct.
And the website I just want to share with our audience is lvstorytelling.org. I really suggest you take a look at it. It's a cornucopia. It's full of events, talent, storytellers. But this particular series is a children's series. Am I correct? Or the children are the focus audience?
Exactly. And families. Okay. Yeah, children and families. Right. That's what it's mainly focused and geared toward.
And it's already kicked off. It started in January, if I'm right?
Yes, it did. It started with my Alice in Godfreyland show.
Oh, yes.
Yes, exactly. we have two dates in February. We have two dates in March. And because of the popularity of our friend Robin Reichert and fellow storyteller, she will be in April. And the Kids Open Mic, which is where kids get to do anything they want to shine, and that's really very, very popular.
I would imagine that an open mic for kids. I just think that's a brilliant concept.
You would be surprised. Sometimes we have 3- and 4-year-olds get up who are just wonderful,
really?
And ready to go. Yes, with their riddles, their jokes, right. Their short stories, their personal stories, and it's entertaining.
So they're not reading these. They're actually.
Oh, no. I in my press release that I have, I'm like, parents, you need to have your kids come ready. We have girls up there belting out Britney Spears. I mean, they're allowed to tell their jokes. They're allowed to. One kid got up and sang his favorite song from church. It's the greatest thing, and they have a blast.
And they're also led by the storyteller who's emceeing. This year it's Marianne Paternity. And I say that because she might have a story that's interactive where she's calling for people who are in the audience to come up and to participate as characters or sounds or some other piece of a story so that everyone's doing it together as a collaborative effort.
Because it is so interactive, and with especially with the children, do we get adults that come up too and want to be a participant in what you're doing?
I bring them up whether they like it or not, quite frankly. And quite frankly, as soon as they do, their trepidation just kind of flies out the window, and I have the best time. I have the absolute best time. I have no problem picking up moms and dads and children.
We were talking a little bit before we came on the air, too. I was saying that one of the things I'm really familiar with and have really enjoyed are the story slams in the area.
Yes.
We were talking about that's a particularly kind of adult form of personal storytelling, often prepared, often something a little different. And what's joyous about what the storyteller does is what you just described is this live, interactive, listening, not terribly written out or read, as George was asking, right? It's a conversation. Would that be
very, very much so? Very, very much so. I just lost my train of thought. Oh my goodness, Denise, help me out here. Well, it's a wonderful conversational dance. That's what I would liken it to.
It's also something that requires listening. And when we say conversation, it's that you have people, storytellers. Some of them are novices. Some of them are professionals who do this as a career. Stand up in front of strangers, many of whom have become friends over the course of getting to know each other in the process, and they are exposing themselves by telling their stories or telling a story to the audience, and the audience is sitting there listening. And today it's very valuable to be able to sit down and to have the patience and the interest to listen to what someone else is saying. And also the stories that are selected to be told, that's a personal choice, whether it's a personal story or a story that is personally loved by the teller who was going to present it. Mm-hmm. And so there is an investment. There is an investment of storytellers into the storytelling itself and to the people who they want to share the message that they have.
And as a storyteller, you also need to be aware of your audience. You have to listen to your audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're sharing a great big part of yourself, not only with the folk tales or fables that you're sharing, but you're also, you have to segue from one story to the next. Yeah. Yes. And that is by sharing a part of yourself that makes you a little bit more vulnerable. And therefore, your audience gets to know you a lot better by opening up, and they can be drawn in by going, oh my gosh, I remember that. I remember when I did that in high school. Or a parent can be drawn in. And if we listen to our audience, that makes our story that much better because they stay with us, and we can tell that they stay with us.
Right. And certainly you have told us, both of you, that enriching each child's life helps them build a strong character and, of course, builds fostering a self-esteem so that there is that presentational force that the child is creating as well.
I feel when you do lighthearted role-playing with the kids, as I have there, that it does make them feel a little bit better about themselves when they're given a line to do or some type of sound to do that with everybody else doing it together. I think it's a nice sense of camaraderie.
Oh, I think so.
And when it comes to storytelling, it doesn't always need to be a clap your hands, stand up, join in, do something physical. Children from a young age can listen to a story if they can relate to it. They want to know that they can conquer the monsters that are in their lives. They want to hear of how a hero has overcome obstacles to get the treasure or the boon coming back. And just to be able to ask, how does this happen? And to give them the courage to ask the questions is something that's very valuable. To talk about the stories afterward going home, it opens up conversation with their caretakers, their parents, and their guardians who have brought them. Did you ever think about it this way? And what do you think might have happened if possibly a different circumstance takes place? So all of this is all part of not only fostering and encouraging the imagination, it is instilling new language that can be repeated because that is how we acquire language, but it's also giving what-if scenarios. So it's teaching children and adults to be able to plot out what the consequences of their actions might be in any given situation, and that is something that I'm sure we're all aware is something that is always needed and always valuable in a society.
I was asked actually by a local group in my area. They call it lifelong learning, and it was a program they wanted me to do for adults. And I got there. When I put together what I wanted to say, I let the parents know it's an open dialogue. If you're going to let your kids know that, hey, you know what, when I was younger, I messed up. Or I did this, or, you know, when I was at the dinner table, milk came out my nose. And if you allow them to realize that you're as human as you are, and could you reach out to the community as well so that people feel that they're being heard? It's so powerful. Stories are so powerful, you just can't even realize. Just sharing a teeny little thing that happened during your day to let the kids know that... you know, hey, my mom's pretty cool. Or my Graham went sledding just like I did when I was younger. It's just so important to share and build that bond.
So do you, I would imagine for this, now listening to this, for the series at Godfrey's, and I might remind the audience, the series is at Godfrey Daniels, our favorite listening room here in Bethlehem. Do you choose the stories differently, or do you tell them differently? I mean, when you're preparing for a predominantly adult audience versus a children's audience like this, what's different for you?
Do you mind? Okay. this is just coming for me, but I have found that because each person is uniquely different, the stories that they select that fit into their life, that appeal to them at the time, are going to be different. And because of the way that they're interpreting the stories themselves, they are going to be told in a unique fashion and style. You could have two tellers telling exactly the same story, but they are told in a completely different way, with different nuances, different levels of active participation versus listening going on. So it is not a one size fits all as far as stories go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And quite frankly, Denise and I were discussing this before we sat down to your show. I really think you could tell a story that you feel might be meant only for children. The parents are going to enjoy it just as much. They really, really are. Certain, if you're going to have a themed show, mm-hmm. and it is for more mature audiences. Yes, you are going to pick different stories. Look at the Grimms. I mean, some of the Grimms are grim, but the kids sometimes love that, yeah. And so did the parents. So it depends.
And they have multi-messages.
Oh, my gosh.
Some stories. One of my favorite stories that I love for adults and teens is Little Red Riding Hood. The reason that I love it is because when I first heard it, the moral was don't talk to strangers and don't go off the path. As a storyteller, I reread that story, and there are two parts of it. And Little Red Riding Hood does need to go back to grandmother's house. You can't be afraid all of your life, and because you've had an experience, stay inside a room and never go out again. You can't be embarrassed because you didn't know how to deal with the situation the first time you encountered it. In Little Red Riding Hood, initially she didn't know what a wolf was. She found out what a wolf was. She worked with the elders, her grandmother and her mother, to find ways of overcoming a wolf the next time that she met it. It's a growing up story, which is more a lesson of you become wiser with experience, but you need to reflect on those experiences to find out what those lessons learned are. It is not to be afraid and not to do things. It's to be bold and to meet out again cause and effect, and to safeguard yourself, and to know that you have a broader community, which in that particular case was the family, to go to glean wisdom from them as you're cultivating your own. Yes. So there are many, many lessons to be learned in the folk tales and the stories that we heard as children that are very different from what we heard when we were children.
Absolutely. And we know that the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild was founded in 1998 and promotes storytelling to educate, to heal, to enrich our community. And that's so important. What adventures. 'Twas Brillick in the Slithy Toves did gyre and gimble in the wab, and mimsy were the borogroves. And we shall return right after this salient message.
For the program Moan support Graves on WDIY, outrage. We thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
Thank you. We are back at Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is George Miller, and along with my wife, Kate Scuffle, we are chatting today with Denise McCormick and Ingrid Bond, who are truly wonderful storytellers. And they're telling us all about the events of course, the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild.
I have to mention that the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild hosts a story swap or circle on a monthly basis, the second Wednesday of the month. And that also brings in novice storytellers who have never told or done any type of public speaking or presentation before, again, to professionals. And it is a very welcoming, inviting environment to go into. It is fine just to go there and listen. If you enjoy listening to stories, it is fine to get up and to tell a story while you are there. And if you would like criticism on it, meaning the positives, the negatives, what to work on, or specific aspects of what it was that you performed there, that is also something that you can get during those story swaps.
And where and when? Where would someone find it?
They're the second Wednesday of the month at Godfrey Daniel, 7 4th Street. Mm-hmm. In Bethlehem, and they begin at 7 o'clock. Occasionally, there are also workshops that are done prior to the story swaps. That's something that someone would look on the website to see what's going on. But to go to lvstorytellingguild.org, the information for upcoming events would certainly be there, as well as information for many of the storytellers who are members of the guild.
If I may, it starts at 7:30.
Yes.
Yeah, it starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And the one
that's on Wednesday.
That it's on except for August.
Yes.
Because of Music Fest.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just way too crazy. And if there's inclement weather, mm-hmm. you know, we usually don't meet, but the wonderful thing about the critiquing is you can get up there, and if you have a show that you're going to be doing way down the road, it's so helpful for you to be able to tweak. And we are very, very positive about getting people up there. Very, very positive about getting people up on the stage so that they can lose their inhibitions and we can learn about mm-hmm. them. Who are they? Mm-hmm. You know, how did you grow up? What's your favorite color?
And as far as the differences go, too, some of the tellers incorporate music into their storytelling. Some play instruments. Mm-hmm. Some do poetry in there. For example, sure. something like the Jabberwock.
mm-hmm.
So it is. It's a very eclectic mix of people with all different backgrounds to bring in. It's really a cornucopia of experience and kindness.
And the wonderful thing is there are so many different styles. Me, I'm animated. I bet you couldn't tell that. but I am. Now, someone else, like our president, Charles Kiernan, he is a bit more subdued. And does not move around as much as I do.
He's Mark Twain.
He's Mark Twain, and he loves his Grimms as well. But it's just a wonderful, different mixture. Like mm-hmm. she's had a cornucopia of personalities and different styles of how we tell. Some people don't care for folk and fairy tales, and all they want to do is tell personal stories
right,
because that's who
right,
they are.
Right.
And we also have people there who are interested in particular topics. We have one fellow who's interested in the Japanese culture and myths. So if you have someone who's involved in learning about a culture or history or anything of that aspect, they're learning stories. And then it's just a pleasure to hear them share mm-hmm, what mm-hmm. it is that makes them so excited.
So Wednesdays are the story circle, and then Sundays is the children's storytelling series from January to April. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right. Can we run down some of those dates that you can find on the website,
absolutely,
of course.
Yes, I would be absolutely thrilled. This Sunday is one of my favorite people, Judy England McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
She is a very animated, firecracker of a storyteller. The show is from 2 until 3 p.m. Cops and Kids is going to be there. They hand out two free books to all the kids. It's $5.50 to get in the door. Children 5 and under are free. Our very own Denise McCormick will be there on March 18th. Rob Aptaker will be there on April 8th. He is a fantastic storyteller of Native American tales. And he also does more than just tell stories. He actually incorporates some of the things that Native Americans do to be able to be a part of the culture that the Native Americans have. My friend Robin Reichert will be there on April 15th, and Kids Open Mic will be April 22nd. So bring your knock-knock jokes, you guys.
We noticed, too, that during the Halloween season, there's Scary Stories series.
Oh, yes.
So that's really interesting, too, and that's, of course, around the October time.
Indeed.
And it's wonderful to see Godfrey Daniels seems to be a constant partner with so much of this, which seems like a perfect room. If folks haven't, which is really hard to believe, been to Godfrey Daniels, this would be a perfect way to discover this intimate, wonderful listening room, and it must make the storytelling all that much warmer, and it's just a lovely experience.
It probably would be nice to mention, too, that the Children's Storytelling Series is sponsored not just by Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild, but by Godfrey Daniels, and also by Just Born, who is a candy manufacturer who makes Peeps.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's right. Yes.
We would like to mention, too, that every third Wednesday of the month on we have a feature here at WDIY with Tom Druckenmiller's radio show. And that is, of course, in the tradition of favorite old-time music. But you have stories in the Valley, which are on that particular program.
It's a 15 to 20-minute segment called Stories in the Valley. It's the Lehigh Valley Storytellers Guild folks telling stories of the Valley in the midst of Tom's show, which is a perfect companion piece, I think. So another chance for folks to get a little bit of a sense of what we're talking about here.
And there are stories that have been recorded by storytellers of the Guild. Also in November, I believe that this past November was the initial event, but the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild is also doing Telebration.
Yeah, I've seen something about this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Telebration is a celebration of story, and in this case, it's generally a program that is put together to appeal to adults, and that's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
It is a themed program to celebrate stories.
Yeah. This year, we had it at Bethlehem's Trinity Episcopal Church, and we had a very lovely turnout, and we plan on doing it again this year.
Okay.
We plan on doing it again this year. We don't know the theme.
What was the theme for the last one?
Past
remembrances.
Okay.
I think it was called Past Remembrances.
Nice.
I'd like to ask you, both of you, actually, if you can conjure up some very favorite memory of telling a story in your particular life of doing it. You've been doing it since 2007 with the Storytellers Guild, although it's been around since 2005 with the children's stories, of course.
Exactly.
Is there any particular fond memory you have of telling a story and an interaction with any one of the kids?
You know, it was interesting. I was asked to do a show in the summertime for fourth graders, and it was a mixture of girls and boys. And I went in there and I told some stories, but I also played a game. And it's called Everything Has a Story. And I thought to myself, either this is going to fly or it's going to flop. And it flew. And I was so excited at the end. I was walking out of the school. This was done at Nazareth Intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a young man run up to me and he said, "You want to know what? I didn't think this would be any fun, but you were great." And I thought to myself, okay. This is why I do what I do, because to have a fourth grade year old boy come up to me and feel that he could tell me that I did a great job and that he had a lot of fun, that's good enough for me.
Denise, can you recall a moment
It is hard to think of one. I have told stories with seniors mature adults where I have sung with them stories like Five Green and Speckled Frogs and Who Fed the Chickens, and they have had as much fun as parents with their young children have had.
Mm-hmm.
I have had little tiny children who are thrilled if they know a story or recognize pieces of it because it empowers them that, oh, I know that. So oftentimes if I'm doing a program for children, I have my guitar with me and I sing a song that I wrote, which is about being a hero. But depending on how old the children are, I'll have them do Itsy Bitsy Spider, which is also a great hero's tale. Mm. It's about a little spider that never gives up, and most of them know it. So their faces light up with the recognition.
I want to share, too, before we go, quickly, that Denise, your website is www.magicwords101.com.
Mine's a little bit longer, so please forgive me. It's IUB Theater, period, Wix, period, .com/ Ingrid-B-storyteller.
It's a whole story in the website.
No, it is.
Well, we thank you very much. We were chatting today with storytellers Ingrid Bond and Denise McCormick of the Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild Children's Series at Godfrey Daniels. We hope that you'll be there. Thank you so much for your work.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
for the invitation.
Special thanks, too, to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who, like Alice, seeks glorious adventures and is quite adept at entertaining the Jabberwocky with music and with wit. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.